I heard Drace's voice carve through the darkness, and I opened my eyes, quickly followed by Sierra's voice asking,
"What were you thinking?"
My sight slowly began to clear, and after a moment I saw Caius and Sierra kneeling close by with Drace looming over me. I pegged the other blurry shapes nearby that I couldn't quite make out just yet as being Halcyon and Constantine.
"I had it,"
I croaked as I tried to sit up.
"Fuck. We need to find it."
"Damn it, Lyrian, why didn't you wait for us?"
Sierra practically shouted at me. It took a moment for the words to penetrate my head as my brain struggled to fully reboot. I stared at her blankly for a moment before I finally caught on.
"It's gonna keep hunting me. I had to stop it."
"And didn't you think that by running away from us, you did exactly what it wanted?"
Sierra asked hotly.
"I didn't think."
"Fucking right you didn't think!"
Sierra yelled as she closed the verbal trap.
"God damn it, Lyrian. We spent all that time practicing to work as a team because you said it was a good idea. Then you run off solo and nearly get yourself killed."
"It killed me, Sierra,"
I mumbled as I rubbed my eyes to help clear them.
"It killed me and got stronger. What if it jumps me halfway through a battle again, huh? When I'm even more wounded."
"Then you need to trust us to be there to help you," Sierra said. "Just like you'd be there for us if one of us were in your shoes."
"Don't try to do everything all the time, Lyr," Drace added softly. "Let us help out where we can too. We have your back."
I thought about bringing up Sierra's earlier suicidal charge, but with a sigh I thought better of it, knowing in my heart that they were both right.
"Thank you, and I'm sorry. I'm not used to being hunted." I reacted badly.
Sierra looked at me in the eye for a moment before nodding.
"It's okay."
"Spider's taken care of?"
I asked as I mentally checked my health in the corner of my vision. HP 234 out of 594.
"Well, I guess that explains why I still feel like shit."
"Yeah, we killed them,"
Drace replied.
"Truthfully, your nemesis helped us out. I don't know how or why, but quite a few of the creatures peeled off to attack it. We'd have been in trouble otherwise."
"Isn't that odd?"
I asked, trying to recall pieces of the fight. "Monsters don't usually do that."
"I don't..."
Caius said with a wince, not yet having recovered from healing me.
"Think that I'm gonna complain about that. We lived. Spiders died. Works for me."
"No loot on the spiders, though,"
Constantine said with a grumble, finally coming into focus for me.
"They just poofed into dust."
"Shit experience, too,"
I heard Halcyon's voice add glumly.
"Not even 100 points each. I think the leveling speed is gonna slow way the hell down if all level 10 creatures are like this."
"That doesn't matter right now,"
Sierra said, shaking her head at the pair, then looked back at me.
"You okay to move?"
I don't know,"
I said as I tried moving the leg that the puma had mangled. I quickly found out that it hurt, but no longer was immobilized. I motioned for help to stand up, Sierra and Drace both grabbing an arm to pull me up.
"Ugh. Yeah, I'll be okay. I can feel it starting to heal."
"Good,"
Sierra broke into a smile.
"Then we need to start moving. Fast."
"Huh?" I looked at her, confused. "Why?"
"Because your puma friend happened to leave a nice blood trail going that way."
Sierra's grin widened as she pointed north into the woods.
"I figured you'd want to follow it before it gets too far away."
Chapter 28. Given the need to track down my fleeing nemesis before it could fully heal, we all agreed to put off fully investigating the expedition site for the time being. Sierra was confident that she could find her way back to the camp once we caught up with the beast, or, gods forbid, lost the trail. We had taken off on the puma's trail at a jog, keeping our pace steady as Caius and I recovered from our more serious wounds. Or more aptly put, my very serious wounds, which Caius had graciously taken a portion of. I had even gone as far as assigning the one leadership skill point that I had earned after the fight with the Webwood Predators into the increased health regeneration option, in hopes of making it back to full health as soon as possible. The forest was quiet as we jogged northwards with Sierra in the lead, her eyes focused on the ground as her perception skill helpfully outlined the puma's blood trail as it fled. The webs covering the trees gradually thinned as we ran, despite nearly all the trees still being covered with wicked gashes and scars. "We must be leaving the original part of the Webwood." I looked at the web-covered canopy as I ran. "Doesn't seem like this part of the forest has been part of the Webwood for long."
"So,"
Constantine puffed with relief as the ground began to level out slightly,
"think those predators drove the spiderlings out of the Webwood?"
"Does a bear shit in the woods?" Halcyon asked sarcastically. "Made me want to fucking run, and I only have a near crippling fear of regular spiders, let alone ones that have glowing great swords for arms."
"And yet you stood up and took a horde of charging spiders to the face, like a man," Trace said proudly. "I'll make a proper tank out of you yet."
"Fuck, I don't get paid enough for this," Halcyon muttered.
"Wait, you get paid?" Caius grunted in mock outrage. "I'm the one bearing everyone's wounds. Do I get thanks?"
"No, everyone's all, touch me and make me feel better, Caius."
"Are we still doing phrasing?"
Sierra asked cautiously from the front of the group.
"Because that didn't sound right."
"How does a bag of my good coffee sound?" I offered with a smirk. "For services rendered."
"Do you have bad coffee? If you need to say good coffee?"
Caius asked hesitantly.
"Don't fuck around, Caius. Lear knows his coffee," Trace warned, half serious. "Take the offer and run."
"Maybe I should keep running until I get a better offer."
"Hold up," Sierra called us to stop, a worried expression on her face.
"Oh,"
Caius sighed as we came to a halt.
"Wait here."
Sierra held up her hand as she ran ahead of us and circled the area, her elven eyes easily piercing through the shadowy gloom of the Webwood.
"We're just about at the edge of the forest. I can see a ridge wall ahead of us, though, running southwest and northeast."
"Did you lose the trail?" I asked hesitantly, hoping that chasing the puma hadn't been a colossal waste of our time.
"No, but it's getting harder to follow,"
Sierra said while shaking her head.
"That's not why I stopped, though."
"What's up?"
"Look at these trees."
Sierra pointed at a nearby tree that had been clawed.
"The majority of the claw marks are on the northeast-facing side of the tree." "And then take a look at the ground and dirt around us," Sierra continued to explain. "It's all chewed up."
"Well, the spiderlings and predators would have done that, right?" Trace asked as he glanced around at the nearby trees. "These scratches look the same as the ones we saw before, near the camp."
"Yes, but actually look at the dirt," Sierra said. "It took me a while to notice it while we ran. It's all marred in the exact same way."
"What does that mean, though?" Caius asked, shaking his head.
"It means we're about to stick our dicks into a spider den,
as Halcyon would say," I replied with a sigh, looking at the torn-up dirt. Thanks to Sierra's explanation, the pieces finally started to come together. The predators had spawned somewhere to the northeast and had spread out from there. When they began to invade the Webwood, they would have come this way en masse, churning and carving up everything in their path.
"We're getting close to the point where the predators started to chase the spiderlings. These trees are marred on one side because that's the side they came from, and the dirt tells us where they went,"
Sierra finished with a nod.
"Then that also means we're nearly on top of the ley line," Halcyon stated. "That's probably where the spiderlings mutated into whatever they are now."
We fell silent for a moment as we digested that bit of information.
"Okay,"
I exhaled, mentally coming to a decision. "Let's keep following the blood trail, but if we trip over the ley line first, we'll drop the chase and deal with my nemesis another day."
"You sure, Lear?"
Sierra asked.
"Yeah. If we don't do something about the spiders now, we may not get another chance before they hit Aldford again."
"All right."
Sierra nodded and motioned us to follow as we broke into a run again, following the puma's blood trail northeast. What if your nemesis finds the ley line? Constantine whispered to me as we ran.
Shit, don't joke about that,
I gasped, not having considered the possibility. Why else would it be going this way?
Hopefully because it knows all the spiders are hiding out to the east.
My imagination began to take off at the possibility of having to deal with a mutated puma as my nemesis.
Hopefully, Constantine replied optimistically. I ran faster.
We moved with a newfound sense of urgency as we jogged through the webwood, keeping the ridge to our left. Scree and loose rubble slowly began to replace the dirt as the trees thinned, causing our boots to crunch with every stride. Looking up at the ridge, I had to guess that there'd been a landslide or something similar recently, or at least recent on a geological time frame, as the soil had yet to reclaim fallen rocks. Unfortunately, the scree and harder surface made tracking the puma more difficult. The blood trail had just about vanished, and I had just about given up hope that we would be able to catch it. I was a handful of seconds away from calling a stop to our hunt when Sierra called out,
"There it is!"
She broke into a sprint. Following her line of sight, I spotted a prowling shadow in the distance that took off running at her shout.
"Yes!"
My heart boomed in my chest as I drew Razor and charged forward, risking the extra burst of speed on the unstable ground.
"You're not getting away this time."
I saw the puma come into focus as I gained speed. A number of the wounds had vanished from the creature, and it no longer freely bled. Based on it not leaving us in the dust, however, I could only assume Sierra's arrow was still slowing it down. We crashed through the undergrowth of the forest, tearing through low-lying webs, foliage, and branches with ease. I saw Drace simply trample a sapling in his path, tearing it right from the ground as it struck his shoulder rather than break his stride. A loud feral yelp had my head snapping quickly forward as I saw an explosion of webs and foliage burst in the distance.
"Shit! I think it just ran into a spider!"
I practically shouted at Caius, who was struggling to keep pace with me.
Good. Yeah, we can't have staffed then.
Caius panted as he struggled to gasp for air.
The sounds of battle quickly greeted my ears as we approached where I'd seen the puma vanish. Without pausing to break my stride, I leaped through a scrap of foliage blocking my path and promptly came crashing down on top of my nemesis.
"How do you like me now?"
I yelled, masking my surprise as I turned my leap into an awkward tackle, nearly taking off my nose as Razor whirled by my face. In the split second before I knocked the surprised puma off its feet, I quickly counted six equally surprised webwood predators surrounding it.
"Oh, fuck!"
I rode my nemesis down on top of a slow-moving predator, flattening the critter to the ground with a crunch. I found myself sitting right on top of the puma's stomach as its paws flailed wildly in the air.
I'm getting a strong deja vu feeling right about now.
"Not so much fun when I tackle you out of nowhere, is it?"
I shouted at the beast as I slammed Razor's hilt into its face.
"Ah, shit, my leg is pinned,"
I realized as a sharp stab of pain shot through my knee when I tried to move. At that moment, Drace entered the battle with a shout. Still running at full speed, he unleashed a thunderous kick right into a predator's side, sending it sailing high through the air.
Yes!
Drace exclaimed, taking half a second to admire the predator's flight before chopping his blade claw into a startled predator.
"It held up this time! I think I win for longest distance, Lear!"
The puma went momentarily limp under me as it lay stunned by my blow, leaving me with a moment to admire Drace's epic spider punt. I even had enough time to mentally compose my reply to Drace, which was going to be along the lines of, "Awesome kick, man. Care to help me out with this giant cat?" But at that moment, the two other predators that had evaded getting crushed under the puma rejoined combat by leaping right at me. So, unfortunately, my reply to Drace ended up coming out as,
"Ah!"
One predator landed right on top of my chest, gashing me in the face with its barbed pedipalp as it readied to sink its blade arms into my back. The other predator, landing on top of the puma, sliced a wicked line across its chin and cheek as it spun to attack the fallen cat. I slammed a hand onto the smooth predator's chitin and shoved it away from me, feeling the predator's blade arm scrape across my back as it fell away to the ground, but thankfully not piercing my armor. Then the rest of the party arrived on the scene. Two arrows slammed into the predator that Drace had already wounded, quickly followed by two blue missiles. Drace followed up with a pair of brutal blows that had the predator disintegrating to dust. I felt the puma begin to stir under me as my stunning punch wore off. At the same instant, the predator I had thrown off me recovered and redoubled its attack. With half my leg still pinned under my nemesis, I awkwardly twisted my body to catch a single gleaming blade on Razor before it could bury itself into my chest, but couldn't reach the second one in time. The predator's blade arm pierced through my armor and dug deep into my shoulder. Immediately, I felt my left arm fall limp as the blade sliced through something important. I screamed as the predator twisted the blade, nearly losing my grip on Razor as the pain shot through my body. It was then that Constantine burst from the bush, having seen my awkward landing on top of my nemesis. It took half a heartbeat for him to assess the scene, then he quickly sprang into action. A dagger fang shot forth like a bolt of lightning, stabbing deep into the unprotected side of the predator that had stabbed me. Using the blade as leverage, he slid behind the creature and pulled, yanking the predator's blade arm out of my shoulder. Using the momentum of his maneuver, Constantine brutally shanked his second dagger fang into the creature's back, spraying glowing ichor across him as he repeatedly began stabbing his blade into the creature. Breathing a sigh of relief as the blade arm left my shoulder with a faint sucking sound, I barely had enough time for the pain to fade before I felt hot claws pierce through my armor and scrape along my buttocks and lower back. Arching forward, away from the pain, I saw that the puma had bitten into the predator standing on its chest, with both front claws rending massive wounds across the creature's carapace. Fuck! Time to get off this thing! I kicked off with my good leg, sending myself sprawling on the ground in a burst of pain as I landed on my wounded left shoulder. I felt my trapped leg straighten in relief as I fell, planting a solid kick in the puma's hindquarters as I yanked it free. With my weight off of it, the puma brought its hind legs into play as it ravaged the predator that it had caught. It tossed the spider into the air like a deadly ball of yarn, before catching the creature again in its claws and killing it in a spray of dust. I quickly scrambled to my feet the same instant that Constantine finished off the predator that he had pulled off of me. Taking a step back to fall in beside him, I winced as pain flared from the new wounds on my back. While I moved, I heard an echoing thunderclap and the faintest glimpse of mage fire as Halcyon's pyroclap detonated on top of the pair of predators near Drace.
Lear!
Constantine shouted, seeing the puma roll off of the predator that it had landed on when I tackled it. I saw its head whirl around as it quickly absorbed its surroundings, then immediately fixated on Constantine and me, eyes going wide with surprise. Its gaze darted to the predator that was still struggling to stand, wheels quickly turning in its head. The puma took a quick glance back at us and swiped out with a paw, scooping the predator up and batting it right at us. Too surprised to react, Constantine and I didn't have any time to avoid the predator before it crashed to the ground in front of us.
What?
My cry was cut off as the rightfully angry predator scrambled to its feet, whirling its massive blade arms in a circle as it screeched in rage, forcing Constantine and I to take a step backwards.
Did it just...
Constantine's words were cut off as the puma slammed into Constantine's hip, sending him spinning into me and knocking the both of us off balance. Not bothering to stop, the puma ran past us, fleeing the battle once more as it scrambled towards the ridge.
Damn it! Not again!
The thought echoed through my mind as I turned to look where it was running to.
Where the hell is it going? There's nothing there but the ridge!
As I turned my head to follow the puma, the entire side of the ridge began to bloom with a dull blue aura. In the distance, about halfway up the incline, a single point was noticeably brighter than the rest of the ridge. Directly where my nemesis was charging towards.
Oh, fuck! The ley line!
My eyes filled with fear as Constantine's earlier words crossed my mind, which then quickly magnified as I realized that my nemesis could see magic. How the hell did it learn that?
The ley line is in the ridge! I shouted. The cat is after it! Lear! Fuck! Pay attention!
Constantine barked as I heard a screeching sound, followed by a sharp burst of pain across my arm.
Ah!
I had completely forgotten about the predator that my nemesis had dumped in our lap, its blade arm slicing through a gap in my increasingly damaged armor.
Taking my eyes off the fleeing puma, I saw Constantine trap a blade arm with both his dagger fangs and unleash a violent kick at the base of a limb. A sickening crack greeted my ears as the limb fell uselessly to the ground, followed by a loud scream of pain. I took a step wide, moving to flank the predator as Constantine held its attention. Before I could take a second step, a hail of arrows and magic slammed into the creature from behind, the rest of the party having finished off the other webwood predators.
"Lyrian! Constantine! Go!"
Drace shouted as his blade claw rent a massive wound across the predator's carapace.
"We're right behind you!"
"Okay!"
I quickly spun on the ball of my foot and charged after the puma.
"Right behind you, Lyr!"
Constantine shouted as he turned to follow me. Glancing up at the glowing ridge, I just hoped I wasn't too late. Chapter 29. I had barely given the ridge a second thought while we were hunting for my nemesis, aside from accepting it as a direction the creature couldn't escape to. At first glance, it didn't look any different than the ridge separating the higher elevation of Oldford and the lower elevation of Crater Lake. But now, as I burst through the foliage and up the incline, praying that I wouldn't lose my footing on the loose scree, I started catching stray details my mind had missed. The greatest of these details being that the ridge near Oldford and Crater Lake had been sheer, almost smooth in comparison, as if a laser from the sky had perfectly carved a slice through the rocks, leaving no loose rubble or jagged marking across the ridge. Here in the webwood, however, the ridge face looked like it had been beaten into submission by a drunk giant, leaving countless pockmarks and fractures across it, filling the ground with rubble. There was definitely an avalanche at one point in time here.
"Lyr!"
Constantine exclaimed with a gasp.
"Are you seeing what I'm seeing?"
"Eh? Nothing but magic and rocks," I started to say, suppressing arcane sight for a moment, the magic auras permeating the area vanishing from my vision. I looked to the spot where I remembered seeing the brightest glow, my eyes widening in surprise. Oh. Carved into the side of the rock, I saw what had to be at least a 30-foot statue, rising up from the rubble that came up to its chest, whatever details that it once carried having been long lost to the ravages of time, leaving it smooth and featureless. To its left was an archway that rose just shy of the statue's chin, partially filled with rubble, tattered webs billowing in the air. Flanking the opposite side of the archway was a depression, where I assumed another statue once stood.
"It's like one of those Egyptian tombs or temples that were carved into the side of hills or mountains," I said with awe as my eyes drank in the sight.
"Did you see where the puma went?"
"Yeah, it does, doesn't it?"
Constantine breathed as we slowed down, before pointing at the web-covered archway.
"I saw it go inside."
"Shit." We quickly ran over to the mouth of the archway, finding even more webs now covering the rubble at our feet. Whoever built this place carved it right out of the rock. The ceiling inside here has to be at least 25 feet high. Peering inside, I saw that the rubble led to a sharp decline that vanished into the darkness. I could make out ragged tears and marks in the webs covering the rubble from something heavy sliding down.
"Ugh, that's a long way down. We're gonna have to slide down on our asses."
"We shall wait for the others,"
Constantine said, looking behind him and seeing the rest of the party quickly running towards us. "Definitely. No telling what we'll find in there," I agreed, willing to give my nemesis a head start into the ruin, rather than go charging in unprepared.
"Looks like a rock slide or something partially buried this place," Constantine said as he looked around. "If this ceiling wasn't so high, we'd have never known anything was buried under here."
"Yeah." I idly wondered why this place needed such a high ceiling as I looked into the gloom. "You know, this is the second ruin I've found in this area."
"Hmm?"
Constantine looked confused for a moment before he nodded emphatically.
"Oh, right! You found that other one closer to Crater Lake. You think they're connected?"
"Don't know," I said with a shrug. "I think there used to be something where Crater Lake is now. The ruin I found had a ton of damage. Maybe whatever was once in the middle of Crater Lake exploded? That would explain the avalanche along the ridge here, Constantine added with a nod. Shockwaves would travel far.
That's true, too, I mused, making a mental note to take a second look at the other ruin I'd found. Maybe I'll have time to get to it in 5 or 6 days, I thought with a sigh, remembering just how much I still had on my to-do list, assuming that the other adventurers don't fuck up my plans too drastically.
Oh, wow!
Trace exclaimed as he and the rest of the party came up to us.
Shit, my eyes!
Halcyon muttered, clasping a hand over his face, overwhelmed by the magical aura permeating the area.
This place bleeds magic.
Did the puma go inside, Lear?
Sierra asked, immune to the surprise of the ruin. Yeah, Constantine saw it run in. Just wanted to wait for you guys before we rushed in. I quickly took the time to explain the magic aura that I had seen when looking in the area, pointing deeper into the ruins. I think the ley line is somewhere in here, and judging from the webs, so are a ton of spiders.
Perfect. We'll skin that cat, squash the critters, and stick a band-aid on that ley line all in one swoop,
Sierra said confidently, before quickly looking everyone over.
With any luck, we'll be back in Oldford for a late dinner. Everyone good to move?
Yep,
Caius exclaimed as he tried to still catch his breath.
Ready,
Drace called, having already moved forward, preparing to slide down the rubble. Halcyon grunted, grudgingly moving to follow Drace.
Good to go, I said, after seeing Constantine give Sierra a thumbs up.
Okay. Get those asses in gear, then,
Sierra laughed, seeing Drace slide away into the darkness.
Literally.
One rather uncomfortable slide down the rubble later, we were brushing ourselves off as our eyes slowly adjusted to the sourceless illumination Halcyon's and my light spell produced.
Ah! I have rubble everywhere!
Halcyon whispered to himself as he adjusted his pants, unaware his voice was echoing through the massive hall we found ourselves in.
Bad enough I can fucking taste the rocks we just slid down.
Caius, can you hear anything with your blood sense? I asked, while clearing my throat to get everyone's attention.
No, just you guys,
Caius said, hesitantly at first, then with more confidence after he had a moment to think about it.
It's quiet right now.
All right. You mind taking the lead for now? I asked Caius, indicating the darkness ahead of us. Between your blood sense and night vision, you're probably the best to catch any dangers before we trip over it.
Yeah. No worries, Lear, Caius said with a smile. Happy to help.
With weapons in hand and Caius in the lead, we pushed further into the ruins. The hall was easily 20 feet wide, allowing us to walk without any concern of bumping into one another, each of us straining to catch a whisper of a spider's feet or the soft patter of the puma's paws. As we moved deeper into the ruin, the rubble and webs that covered the entrance gradually disappeared, leaving a smooth and even floor with matching chiseled walls.
This place was well cared for at one point, I said, running my hand along the smooth wall. Busy place, too. Look at the floor.
Having moved away from the rubble, I now saw that the smoothness of the floor went beyond simple chiseling. It was gradually worn and smoothed from the repeated passage of hundreds, maybe thousands of feet over a long period of time.
Wonder what this place was,
Sierra whispered, looking around in the gloom.
No carvings on the wall or anything like that. So probably not a temple or tomb.
We continued walking down the massive hall for another 50 feet or so, until Caius held up a hand.
More rubble ahead and a pair of stairs,
he said, slightly confused as we cautiously approached.
Oh, darn. They're blocked.
Bisecting the hallway was a pair of stairs facing one another, which at one point in time must have led to an upper level in the ruin. Today they both overflowed with rubble, spilling out into the hall.
There's no way anything could have gone up those stairs, I noted as we walked by, a part of me greatly relieved that nothing could be sneaking down the stairs behind us once we passed by.
Continuing onwards, we picked our way through the broken rocks, moving further down the hole. We had barely traveled 10 feet past the stairs before Caius spoke again.
"Huh. The walls are gone," he whispered quietly. "A massive chamber's coming up ahead. I can't even see the far wall."
Without any noticeable warning, the hallway we'd been walking in had widened into a monstrously huge chamber, the stone walls that had flanked us widening and vanishing into the darkness beyond the meager radius that my light spell covered. The ground in front of us began to slope downwards, forming a small ramp that joined the chamber floor.
"Caius, what do you see?" I asked the warlock somewhat nervously. "More importantly, what do you hear?" "Just you guys. Nothing else," Caius replied, scanning the darkness carefully as he took a few steps down the ramp. "But I see statues? Of spiders, I think. All in the center of the room. Hell of a lot of them. Big ones, too."
"Statues?" I frowned, confused. "Why would there be a room full of spider statues here? What do you mean?"
I don't know. They haven't moved, and I can't hear them. So, statues."
Caius had walked to the edge of my light spell, holding a hand up for us to wait at the base of the ramp.
"Oh, that's so weird."
"A little bit more explanation would be great, Caius," I called out to him impatiently, deciding to reactivate arcane sight for a quick glimpse around the room.
"There's a statue of a man here, along with a goblin?"
Caius sounded confused as he vanished into the darkness.
"Oh shit, is that a..."
Brilliant magical auras snapped into existence as my arcane sight overlaid itself on my vision, causing me to flinch for a split second as the rest of the party shouted out Caius's name and began to move forward to his rescue.
"Wait!"
I shouted as the magical auras came into focus, the party halting in their tracks just a few feet shy of a bright crescent of magic that was embedded into the floor, stretching across the entire room, or at least as far as my vision could see.
"There's a magic circle right by your feet. Don't cross it."
I quickly moved towards the foot-thick, glowing aura on the ground, finding an intricate design carved onto the floor.
"There's a design here."
"I see it too,"
Halcyon said, having reactivated his arcane sight too.
"What the hell happened to him? I can still feel him via party sense."
"I don't know."
I looked towards Constantine and Sierra.
"You guys have low light vision. Can you see him at all?"
Constantine came right up to the line, peering into the darkness.
"Yeah, I see him just over there."
"He's frozen, mid-stride."
Sierra spoke slowly, slightly confused at what she was seeing.
"It's like he's paralyzed."
"He should have fallen down then,"
Constantine said, shaking his head.
"One foot is halfway in the air as he's walking forward."
The magic aura in the floor began to fade.
"The magic is fading,"
Halcyon exclaimed as he quickly scanned the area.
Shit.
All traces of magic had quickly faded, leaving the room pitch dark to my magical vision once more.
"Why isn't this room bleeding magic?"
"Caius still isn't moving,"
Sierra said, with a bit of worry in her voice.
"I think whatever sort of trap this is just reset itself."
"Well, fuck,"
I cursed, rubbing my face, thinking quickly.
"Okay, Sierra, come with me. Let's take a circuit around this room. The rest of you hold up here. We'll use your light as a reference point for where we are."
"You heard him mention something about a man and goblin?"
Dre spoke softly.
"You think there'll be trouble?"
"I think we're not the only people to fall into this trap," I said with a sigh.
"Seems like it,"
Dre agreed.
"Be careful. If there's trouble, we'll come running."
Keeping an eye on the carved design that ran along the floor, Sierra and I followed it as it curved south, keeping it on our right-hand side.
"The walls here are rougher," I said, seeing the jagged, coarse walls gleam in the meager illumination that my light spell produced.
"They didn't smooth out the walls in this chamber. This looks like it used to be a natural cave that was carved out." "Maybe they didn't have time,"
Sierra answered with a shrug, squinting into the darkness ahead.
More rubble ahead."
As we reached what I expected to be the southernmost portion of the magic circle, We found that a large portion of the southern wall and ceiling had collapsed, sending tons of debris and stone to the ground and burying the carvings that we had been following. Continuing on would mean climbing through the rubble and hoping that it didn't trigger the magical trap.
Damn,
Sierra cursed as the mess became clearer. No idea where the circle is now. Should we turn back?
Do you see any of those statues Caius was talking about?
Sierra squinted into the darkness again.
My eyes aren't as good as his, but no, I don't see anything at all.
It should be safe enough to cross. We'll just have to be careful, I said, moving towards the rubble.
What are you hoping to find, Lyrian?
Sierra asked with a bit of exasperation creeping into her voice.
Don't know, I shrugged as I stepped out onto a rock.
I'll know when I see it.
Of course. How silly of me.
We gingerly climbed and picked our way through the fallen debris, moving slowly to ensure that Sierra could keep up with my light spell, which was centered on me. We had only climbed for a short distance when a wispy blue aura appeared near the ceiling, followed by another one in the distance, but at ground level.
There's something magical up there,
I pointed into the dark, forgetting for a moment that Sierra couldn't see magic the same as me, but then remembering she had better low-light vision.
And another one further ahead. I see something faintly shiny? Glass, maybe, or crystal?
Sierra replied, looking towards the ceiling where I had pointed, moving her head side to side as she tried to catch a reflection in her eye.
Want me to try shooting it?
Let's take a look at that other magic source first. I don't know what shooting at it may do. I shook my head at Sierra's question.
Alrighty.
We continued to climb along the rubble, trying to hug the collapsed wall as close as possible, and eventually made our way through to the other side. Back on solid ground once more, I quickly found the intricate carvings of the magic circle, and we resumed following it as it began to curve back towards north. Taking a glimpse backwards, I could see a faint glow from Halcyon's light spell as the rest of the party waited for our return.
This room is pretty big,
I thought, as I walked towards the other magical aura that I had spotted.
I can't imagine what they could have used this room for.
Almost at the exact opposite side of the room from where we had arrived, we found another ramp, this one leading downwards, even deeper into the ruins. Flanking the ramp on both sides was a carved stone railing, likely intended to prevent unwary individuals from simply walking off the edge and falling down the gentle slope. My attention, however, was drawn to a small box carved out of the wall that held three fist-sized crystals cut into a diamond shape, suspended on their points, blazing with magic.
This looks promising, Sierra commented. Is this the magic aura you saw before?
Yeah. I nodded as I moved towards it, stepping over scattered chunks of stone. All three of them are glowing. Maybe they're switches of some kind?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Give it a poke, Sierra suggested with a shrug, indicating my sword.
What's the worst that can happen? It's probably here for a reason.
Reaching out, I gently tapped the crystals with razor. They didn't budge in the slightest or react in any way that I could perceive. Maybe by hand, I said, thinking aloud, and reached out to touch one of the crystals, placing a finger on it at first and then followed by my entire palm. Even through my glove, the crystal felt warm to the touch. Carefully, I grasped the crystal and tried to pull it free of its place, to no avail.
I have no idea what I'm even supposed to be doing,
I told Sierra as I grabbed the next crystal in line, trying the same thing with the same result. Sighing, I touched the third crystal and instantly felt a shock of electricity shoot up my arm.
Ow! Shit!
I cursed as my arm spasmed momentarily, letting go of the crystal. The entire chamber suddenly lit up, completely bathed in a sourceless light.
Hey, that worked!
Sierra exclaimed, giving me a playful punch in the shoulder.
Good job!
Without warning, a thunderous cacophony of voices echoed through the chamber.
Translocation grid inactive. Warning. Ether warped. Lifeforms present. Disengaging. Temporal lock. Executing purge as per standing order number 66.
I take that back.
Sierra looked at me, eyes wide open in shock.
What did you do?
I didn't answer Sierra right away, my mouth working to find the words, while I pointed towards the middle of the room. Those weren't statues, Caius saw Sierra. Those were creatures frozen in time. There was a single instant of silence before all hell broke loose. To me, the instant stretched on endlessly, lasting years, decades, centuries even, as my brain moved with a glacial awareness of a brain that completely and irrevocably knew that it had somehow just screwed up. Looking out into the massive chamber, I saw row after row of spiders snap back to life, continuing their stride as if nothing had happened. Some were just lowly spiderlings, others were the more formidable giant spiders. Were it just those creatures alone, I wouldn't have worried as much. But as pale blue auras from dozens of aberrations, predators, and even larger shapes started to appear, my stomach did a flip. Oh, this is gonna suck. I tapped Sierra on the arm as I started to sprint the way we'd come, not caring whether I crossed over the magic circle at this point.
Back to the party!
The room exploded into shrieks of surprise, and dozens upon dozens of spiders found themselves surprised by countless others of their species. Recovering with blinding speed, I saw a quartet of predators launch themselves at a cluster of spiderlings easily five times their number, tearing through a dozen of them in the blink of an eye. A trio of giant spiders instinctively moved to aid the overrun spiderlings, but were in turn assaulted by a small horde of aberrations. As Sierra and I ran, I saw the scene magnify as normal spiders quickly ganged up on top of the mutated ones and the mutated spiders quickly returning the favor.
They're fighting one another, Sierra slowed, not to outpace me. We have a chance to get out. Let's find Caius and let them fight it out.
What about the man and goblin he saw?
Fuck it, let them die,
Sierra sliced her hand through the air.
They probably started all this shit. But
my sentence was cut off as a burst of fire caught the corner of my eye, followed quickly by several flashes of light. Primal reflexes kicked in, turning my head towards the source of the disruption. Standing near the center of the room, I saw the man squaring off with a goblin. In his hands, he held whips of molten fire, slashing them furiously at the goblin, having them glance harmlessly off a translucent shield surrounding it. The goblin held one hand up high, while another was holding something I couldn't make out.
Did we just walk into a fucking mage duel on top of a spider war?
Sierra, they, I started to say.
I see it, Lear. What the fuck did we stumble into?
Sierra gasped as a bolt of lightning shot from the goblin's hand, forcing the human mage to roll out of the way.
Activating fire sweep containment.
What?
Sierra and I stared at one another in confusion as the voice thundered through the air once more.
Fire sweep?
What kind of place is this?
A massive wall of fire erupted from the ground ahead of us, stretching from the center of the magic circle to the outer edge, trapping us on the inside of the magic circle. Flinching from the sudden burst of heat in front of us and to our right, we ground to a halt in surprise. Before we could acknowledge our way out being taken away from us, the wall of fire started to move towards us.
Oh, fuck!
I shouted with instant understanding.
Fire sweep! Lear! Backwards and towards the middle,
Sierra yelled, yanking my arm.
Move!
Spinning on our heels, Sierra and I turned to sprint diagonally towards the middle as the massive wall of fire began to move. The wall had barely traveled 6 feet before I saw it claim a cluster of spiders, sending them bursting into flames as they flailed wildly before being consumed by the fire.
You've done this before, Lear, I told myself as I ran. It's just like the countless raids you've done before. Just stay out of the fire.
Propelled by desperation and the sheer animal desire of not wanting to be on fire, Sierra and I tore through the preoccupied breeds of spiders warring between one another, quickly finding ourselves at the heart of the chamber just past where the wall of fire ended. Here I finally caught a proper glimpse of the mage and goblin, as they continued to battle one another, oblivious to the chaos that raged around them. I noted that the man was a human of an olive complexion, and reasonably young-looking too, perhaps only in his early to mid-30s. His head was a mop of thick brown hair with a matching full beard. He appeared to have haphazardly dressed himself before somehow making his way to this chamber, wearing a thin white undershirt with the sleeves cut off, loosely tucked into a pair of brown, travel-worn leather pants, which in turn were tucked into a similarly colored pair of leather boots.
First guess tells me that he didn't come here willingly. My eyebrows shot up in surprise as the man tossed a whip at the goblin, only to have it turn into a fiery snake the moment it left his hand. The snake shattered the translucent shield that the goblin had conjured, forcing it to backpedal quickly. The goblin quickly traced a symbol in the air before touching its throat and exhaling directly at the snake. A magically aided burst of frost coated the flaming serpent, putting it out instantly. The goblin hissed as it made eye contact with Sierra and I, but quickly focused its attention back on the mage.
Lear! The goblin! It's blue!
Sierra noted with surprise. Dressed in a patchwork array of furs and leather, I quickly noted that the goblin's coloration was indeed a pale sky color, a stark contrast from the gray-green skin the goblins invading Aldford had. Furthermore, despite the furs adding quite a bit of bulk to the goblin's stature, I had to guess it was easily twice the size of a normal goblin. In its hands, the goblin wielded a length of bone, quickly twirling it in its hand as it conjured a trio of purple glowing balls. With a flourish of the wand, the glowing missiles shot forth, each of them divided between the mage, Sierra, and myself.
Ah, shit! Aggro!
I leaned forward on the balls of my feet, starting to move towards the goblin, cursing that I had been caught standing still. I dared a glance at the mage, who in turn looked stunned to find other people nearby.
Who the fuck are you people?
I heard him shout as the purple orb quickly closed towards me, suddenly splitting into three more orbs as they picked up speed, slamming into me before I had a chance to dodge. A blue goblin shaman spirit bolt strikes you for 26 points of damage. A blue goblin shaman spirit bolt strikes you for 29 points of damage. A blue goblin shaman spirit bolt strikes you for 32 points of damage.
Ah!
I yelled in pain as the bolt of energy sliced through my armor, cooking my flesh. A similar scream behind me told me Sierra fared no better. Ignoring the mage, I charged the goblin shaman, now drawn into whatever conflict they had between one another. At least the other mage didn't just outright shoot me. That earns him the benefit of the doubt for now.
Train to metal!
Trace's voice boomed over the chaos of battle. The words immediately sent my brain into red alert, adrenaline shooting through my body in response. Years of gaming instinct had my head snapping toward Drace's voice. Somehow, the rest of the party had not only managed to also get trapped inside the magical circle, but it also managed to somehow aggro the entirety of the spider horde in their immediate proximity as they attempted to escape from a similar moving wall of fire. To further add to my surprise, I saw my nemesis keeping pace directly beside Drace.
Choo-choo! The pain train coming through!
Drace continued to bellow as he sprinted past the outer edge of the firewall.
Next stop! Anywhere but here! Oh god, someone save me!
Who the fuck are you people?
I heard the mage shout again in panic as he saw the party break through one of the several clockwise rolling walls of fire, which now divided the outer edges of the magic circle into five different sections.
Where the hell did all these spiders come from? What the hell is happening?
Ignoring the screaming mage, I fervently signaled Drace towards the goblin shaman while yelling,
Goblin is not on our team!
Right!
He yelled as he shifted his sprint to intercept the surprised shaman, who had literally seen him just burst from a wall of fire. I then noticed the puma peeling away from Drace's side as it cut through the middle of the room, running ahead of another wall of fire as it attempted to find safety away from the growing chaos the middle had to offer in another pocket of spiders.
Incoming!
Constantine's voice shouted out.
From everywhere!
Driven by wild instinct, the assembled hordes of spiders had all attempted to flee the spinning walls of fire by running towards the single spot where they saw safety, the middle. Some, already far too wounded to run fast enough to escape the wall's relentless passage, burnt to ashes as it passed over them. Others, too slow to start moving, found themselves trampled by their brethren, leaving them stunned or maimed, allowing the burning wall to claim them as well. Thankfully for us, that only left the quick and the lucky descending upon us, our lives becoming flashes of terror intermixed with copious amounts of blood and ichor.
My scope of the battle quickly shrank to the reach of my blade, as I swung Razor in a desperate attempt to keep the horde of spiders at bay. At one point I felt Constantine fall in beside me, quickly followed by Sierra. I caught a brief glimpse of Drace catching a bolt of lightning on his shield before punching the goblin shaman in the mouth with the hilt of his blade. A repeated thunderclap of mage fire caught my attention as Halcyon and Caius shared a desperate defense with the unnamed mage, barely 15 feet away from us. I kicked out at a keening aberration, sending it sailing a short distance before it impacted another trio of aberrations and exploded with a vicious splort, quickly setting off a chain reaction as a pair of the aberrations erupted in sympathy, quickly followed by the third. Chaos roamed everywhere I looked, seeing normal spiders wage a brutal war against the mutated kind. I had long since lost any semblance of what was happening in battle, just trying to focus on my tiny little pocket as we slowly edged our formation towards the trio of mages.
"Break forward!"
I ordered, seeing a gap form in the chaos of creatures that would allow us to bring the mages within our defensive reach. Caius, seeing our advance, laid down a stream of fire from his hands to keep our path clear. Constantine and I effortlessly cut through a cluster of singed webwood spiderlings, the weakened creatures far too overwhelmed to stand up to us. We fell into a defensive circle around the mages, finally giving them a moment to catch their breaths from the constant flow of battle.
"Who the hell are you people?"
the unknown mage repeated for a third time, breathing heavily just behind my ear.
"We're adventurers!"
I shouted over the chaos, a marauding predator unwilling to give me a moment to turn my head and talk politely.
"Pleased to meet you. Perhaps introductions can wait until this is all sorted out?" "Yes, on second thought, I think that may be prudent,"
the maid shouted back as I threw a ball of fire at a giant spider that lumbered close by.
"Activating lighting nova."
The ground under us suddenly pulsed blue, eliciting a cry of surprise from myself, Halcyon, and the mage.
"You've got to be kidding me!"
Halcyon's voice shrilled over the sounds of combat.
"We need to fucking move! Back out into the fire!"
"Drace, we need to get out into the middle,"
I shouted at the warrior.
"Finish it off and let's go. We need a trail."
"No,"
the unnamed mage shouted.
"I need the creature alive. It attacked my camp."
"Wait, what?" I cocked my head backwards to take a look at the mage for a split instant, and then it clicked.
Shit, he must have been part of the expedition.
"Drace,"
I shouted.
"Move!"
Drace roared as he kicked the goblin shaman to the ground, sending it skidding out of the circle.
"Gonna need some heals after this."
Drace launched himself into a run as he thundered towards us. He didn't stop for anything in his path as the ground began to crackle with the smell of ozone, stomping a spiderling flat with a wet squishing sound.
"Fall in!"
Continuing to gain speed, Drace charged through a wall of spiders with the relentless fury of a linebacker, crunching through anything and everything in his path. Fueled by necessity, he absorbed blows against his body, ignored wicked cuts that gouged his limbs, and forced himself to continue on as his blood began to boil from half a dozen venomous bites.
"Go, go, go!"
I shouted the instant that Drace blazed a path.
"But..."
the mage began, looking towards the goblin.
"Go, you idiot!"
I shouted, shoving the mage ahead of me.
"Can't do shit if you're dead!"
There was barely 15 feet left to go before I felt my hair rise up under my helmet, the charge building up in the air. An explosion of light flashed behind me.
"Ah, shit, this is gonna..."
You have been hit by a lightning nova for 294 points of damage. You have been stunned. I slammed into the ground face first, skidding to a halt just shy of Drace's feet.
"Shit, Lear!"
Sierra shouted, bending down to check on my trembling form.
"Are you okay?"
"Fuck, man!"
Constantine was right behind her.
"How hard is it to stay out of AoE?"
I stammered out as the aftershocks left my body twitching as nerves continued to misfire.
"See? He's doing great."
Constantine smiled as he stood to help me up.
"Bit salty, though."
"Activating fire sweep phase 2.
"Oh, fuck! There's that voice again!"
Halcyon shouted.
"What the fuck caused it to go crazy?"
Lear touched a switch.
Sierra helpfully supplied.
Lear, why?
Constantine asked.
Seemed like a good idea to do at the time,
I replied somewhat defensively.
Plus, Caius was trapped.
You're the one responsible for this?
The mage asked with wide eyes.
Why did you touch things you didn't understand?
That sure doesn't sound like thanks for getting me out of a temporal lock, I started to say hotly before Sierra cut us off.
Measure your dicks later. We need to move. It spawned a second set of firewalls moving counterclockwise.
Back to the middle,
Trace yelled wearily as he pointed ahead.
Critters here are realizing they can't keep ahead of the wall anymore.
Faced with two colliding walls of fire, the remaining horde of spiders had turned to flee towards the center, right at us.
Well, we know how this song and dance goes, I said, grabbing Razor off the ground as I checked my health, finding myself just below 50%.
Gonna have to be more careful.
Shall we mosey back to the middle?
You people are insane,
the mage looked at us incredulously.
You are far too cavalier with your lives.
Caius waved a hand dismissively as we began to move. This is just another Wednesday for us.
Caius, it's Friday. Sierra deadpanned.
Oh, Caius said with a bit of surprise. That explains everything then, doesn't it?
Wait,
the man hissed.
It's Friday today?
All day long, Caius nodded helpfully.
But...
I didn't hear the rest of the chronologically challenged mage's reply as I ran ahead towards the center of the chamber again.
Caius, fix Drace up when you have a chance. I'm gonna need a spot of healing too,
I called out, seeing the goblin shaman charge into the relative safety of the middle, looking worse for wear, with my puma half a step behind it.
Oh, this is gonna get dicey,
I muttered, seeing the puma leap at the goblin shaman, quickly followed by hordes of spiders that had begun to flood into the relative safety of the middle, trying to get away from the colliding walls of fire.
Stay close to the fire's edge and move with it,
Drace called out as the rest of the party moved.
If we need to dip out again, we won't be running far.
Following Drace's lead, we slowly walked ourselves along the edge of a rotating wall of fire, hoping that any fleeing creatures would give us a wide berth as they passed.
How do we finish this?
Halcyon called out as he channeled his shield, protecting our flank.
Wait it out?
Caius suggested as he reached out to slap a fleeing spiderling, reaving the life out of it as it passed.
How about option number two?
Halcyon yelled, rocking back on his heels as spiders glanced off his barrier.
Anyone?
Lear, what about the magic crystal you saw up here?
Sierra called out, pointing upwards.
Maybe we can start shooting at it now?
I stalled as I looked towards the ceiling, seeing it for the first time in the light. The roof bulged ever so slightly inwards, forming a dome, perfectly aligned with the center of the chamber. Set into the sides of the dome, I noticed four large depressions. Three were empty, glistening with what appeared to be shattered glass. In the fourth, however, was a large crystal, cut into a similar diamond shape as the others I had seen previously. It burned with a near-white tint of blue, leaving afterimages in my eyes as I looked away.
Crystal?
The nameless mage looked up to the ceiling, spotting the glowing shard.
Yes! That shard must be channeling magic for the circle!
Good enough for me!
Sierra shouted as she powerfully drew back her bow, aiming nearly straight up and firing an arrow.
Halcyon, Caius, and whatever your name is, help me out with this.
Lear, swap out,
Halcyon called as he moved to follow Sierra's orders. Wearily, I filled Halcyon's spot as our mages began to rain a flurry of magical energy upwards at the crystal anchoring the chamber's defense. Once more my world shrank into a mechanical array of parries, cuts, and scything limbs, losing the goblin shaman and puma in the chaos of battle. As the fight raged on, the horde began to dwindle, giving my beleaguered lungs a chance to suck in air and recover the precious stamina I hadn't realized I was missing. I was about to shout out for an update when the broken cacophony of voices echoed out again, even more distorted than before.
Activating lightning now.
It's working!
Halcyon shouted, throwing another blue bolt up into the air.
Move!
Constantine shouted as we timed our step out of the middle once again. This time there was no buildup of electricity as the circle flared with magical energy, or the warning smell of ozone before the Nova detonated itself. Without any sort of warning at all, a thunderous clap of mage fire sprayed over the center of the chamber with so much force